Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful here at your service. As always, that's what they call me. I get that all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Wonderful. I kind of like it. I think it has a nice ring, don't you? I feel it's totally appropriate to call me that. If that's the way people feel about you, you can't stop that. And somebody else who knows all about that is a pretty wonderful guy too, Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He joins us every month with news about the economy that he's acquired from polling his partners who are operating businesses like yours and mine all over the country, and he's got news for us today. Sam Norwood, also known as Mr. Wonderful, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. doesn't it have a nice ring?
It does.
It just rolls off the tongue, Mr. Wonderful. I'm still working on getting my wife to say Your Highness, but maybe Mr. Wonderful would be an interim step, you know. But she has other names that I'm not allowed to use on a family radio show. Sam, welcome back. It's good to have you back. Now, the news is better, isn't it?
I think it's pretty good. The news is after 2 years, almost 2 years of kind of an agonizing time, we are persuaded through our survey of hundreds of my partners around the country in a wide variety of industries that the corner has been turned and we are on a recovery, and it's just substantiated by lots of indicators within our survey. And we go back to the same folks. Our survey is different from most surveys.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because we focus on the here, near, and now. We look back 30 days and forward 60 days. Second, we're dealing with people who are there where the rubber meets the road in small and medium-sized businesses, and they tell us how it is without any axe to grind one way or the other. It's just how it is. The third thing is we're going back to the same people, so we can see a trend, a consistent trend, or at least a trend that is consistently from the same people that has credibility and follows the economy and says, here's how it is right now. And right now, they're saying that the economy has turned and we're on the road to recovery. However slow that might be and agonizing, we think we're on the good road.
But shouldn't, and I don't mean to put a wet blanket on anything, but isn't caution appropriate here? I mean, it's not time to pop the champagne, is it?
It's not time to pop the champagne because there is a widespread concern that while unemployment remains high, consumer spending remains subdued, and consumer is 70% of the economy, that the recovery, if it is sustained, which is of some concern, if it's sustained, it'll be slow.
Well, and there are other shoes that I've tried to remind people about, although it pains me to do it because I don't like dwelling on bad news. I just think if we're doing our business planning, if we're managing our cash, if we're negotiating deals into the future, I think it's appropriate to realize that there are other tripwires out there that have to be dealt with. I mean, there's some challenges that have to be absorbed by the marketplace that haven't, and those chickens haven't hatched yet. I mean, it's not time for them to hatch. And I'm speaking, one of the things I'm speaking largely about is the commercial real estate issue. And so, and not to dwell on that, I'm just saying that we have to be honest about challenges that are yet to be dealt with.
Well, I think the commercial real estate is an issue, but in perspective of the total economy, I think we'll work through that.
Right.
And
well, the good news is we know about it, whereas a year ago we were standing here flat-footed, not knowing about some of the problems.
Well, exactly. Let's reflect back a year ago.
Yeah. I'd rather not, Sam.
Well, exactly. But it gives us perspective. We were just about everybody who was following the economy was looking at this and seeing the financial markets freeze up and shudder. So we've come a long way from that, and we have that to be grateful for. We've gone through the worst, I think the worst of the economy was actually last winter. And the beginnings of the turn came at very early this year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the total scheme, I think we're on a road that is sustainable. And the question is, will it be sustained?
Trust.
And my guess, if we had to make one assumption, is that it will be.
Stand by. Hold on to that thought. Well, quick break. We'll be right back. 22. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for joining me there and for hanging out there on our website and for looking around and listening and reading and asking questions, and checking my blog out and subscribing to the newsletter. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can do and read and get a little smarter and have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. That's our goal. That's our singular goal here in doing what we do. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam's an old friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC, and he's here talking to us about the Tatum survey that he conducts every month. And Sam, we were just talking about the overall economic conditions. You got a big, beautiful green arrow pointing upward, ever upward, and I like that. Order backlogs. You got two upward arrows there.
Looking back 30 days, looking ahead 60 days, order backlogs are up. Orders are flowing in. Part of this is seasonal, but the biggest part is, we think, orders being placed for goods that people expect to buy, and so I think that there is increasing optimism that the consumer is going to come around and be buying the things that we make.
When you have an economy this size, which is double the closest other economy in the world, the pent-up demand factor is significant, isn't it?
Well, I think so. Although we have I grew up with a father who lived through the Great Depression.
Yeah, me too.
And he was extremely frugal. As most of the parents of my mm-hmm. friends growing up, the parents were all very frugal. Nobody wanted to be in debt.
Right.
Everybody was conscious of.
They lived in financial fear, didn't they?
And yeah, they had, and they were conservative. And I think we have, to some degree, a legacy that will come, that is coming from the recession that we think is now ending. That is a frugalness that we have not seen in the past 10 years, maybe 20 years. So we think consumption is going to remain subdued for an extended period of time, but it will come back from where it has been, and people are out buying things.
Well,
for example, technology is an area that comes up in our survey as being the strongest industry right now. And everything from flat screen TVs to computers to other technology items appear to be coming back, and that's a strong area. Service areas are strong in our survey. Healthcare as well.
One of the things that's going to have an impact on consumer spending is the changes in the credit market.
Well, yes. Just about everybody in the past month or two or 3 months has gotten some notice from their credit card people saying, well, interest rates are up and penalties for late payments are up and
right.
we're cutting back on
your line.
Your line and so forth. I, it is part of the overall situation, as everybody now is more conservative than they were, mm-hmm. and we need to be. I think we were on a thing for 5 or 10 years that just was not sustainable.
Well, that's exactly right, and it was because, and you know, Steve Forbes warned us about this on the show years ago. He said, "Well, there's too much liquidity in the economy. This is not going to be good." And he warned us about it. He was not happy about the Fed's attitude about money, about their accommodative attitude towards liquidity.
Yeah, well, and we were using our homes as part of our spending as we refinanced, yeah. and took money out. We were spending that, and that of course is no longer a source of
right. Well, we're having to pay for that behavior now.
Yeah, we are.
We're having to absorb that back
into
the economy. Exactly.
Yep.
CapEx. You talked about technology a minute ago, but capital expenditures are sideways.
Yeah, they are, and have been recently and are expected to be, as well as employment. Those two are going to be subdued. We're working right now. Our economy is at about 68% of its physical capacity. That's too low. So a part of capital expenditures always has to do with the need to expand our capacity. We don't need to expand our capacity now. We do
right.
need to spend for efficiencies and technology improvements, and that is a strong part of CapEx. But the weak part is there's not much need for expanding our capacity of doing more of the same stuff.
Well, what's happening, what's going to happen, in my opinion, Sam, is companies have found they've found the number of people that they have to have to do the job efficiently. As they grow, as the economy grows, they're going to acquire technology to take up some of the slack.
Yep.
They're going to hire a few people, and they're going to have contractual relationships with vendors to do part of the others that they used to have employees for, and so the people who are looking for a job don't need to necessarily go back and look for a job with a company they used to work for. They need to go look for a company that contracts with those companies to provide those services.
Well, that's right. The first thing we do in the recovery is we've got employees who we may not be fully utilizing right now. So the first thing we do is expand the hours of mm-hmm. Of work for the people that we have. Second, then we bring in temporary or contract people. Or we contract for items to be produced for us because we're cautious mm-hmm. about the outlook, and so employment is one of those lagging indicators. The last thing we do is expand our employment because there's a financial and a human toll.
For small businesses, it's something we don't like to do. We don't like to hire or fire. Tin Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
There's the Drifters bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum and how we can find you guys online.
Sure. Well, Tatum is a provider of professional services to small, medium-sized businesses and large businesses as well. In the area of the chief financial officer, we put in chief financial officers who are our partners to fulfill that role. We also do projects for the office of the CFO, and we're at TatumLLC.com, and we're in 36 cities around the country with over 700 partners around the country.
Which are the people that Sam polls every month to find out what they're doing out there and what they see in the marketplace. And Sam, one of the things that they told you, a couple of things here that are interesting, is that while capital expenditures are kind of sideways, credit availability and pricing is good.
Yes.
And so that's a good availability. That's a good environment. I mean, if the marketplace comes back, That's going to bode well for expansion, isn't it?
It's going to be necessary. One of the things that is counterintuitive is that while business is contracting, which we've seen in the last couple of years, cash flow can be pretty good because we're shrinking our receivables in our inventories, and we're cutting back on capital expenditures, and cash flow can be pretty good as we shrink. As we expand, the reverse happens. We jump for joy, we're profitable again, and things are looking good, but it requires financing to rebuild our inventories and to finance our receivables and to finance our capital expenditures, and so the demand for capital is going to be picking up. And as that happens, it is going to be awfully good if it is, again, available and priced in a reasonable fashion. Right now, pricing is okay, and the availability is expanding as confidence improves about the future.
But you know, Sam, I keep hearing stories about businesses not being able to get loans. And are you hearing about those? And if you are, what institutions are turning these people down? Is it the large banks?
The large banks have their formulas, and the smaller banks are more personal. So it just works out that for small businesses, very often they'll find someone to hear their story and make a judgment about their character and capacity that may not meet the formulas that are used in larger businesses. It's hard for a bank to do a $1 million loan and make a profit on it if it requires a loan officer to spend a lot of time in vetting that loan opportunity. Mm-hmm. The smaller mm-hmm. businesses will take smaller banks will take the time, or more likely to take the time to
even a $20,000 loan or whatever. If you, it's the reason why, folks. I've been saying this now since I started doing the show. I was saying it before I started doing the show. If you're a small business and you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, at least one, then you're not as competitive as you could be.
Exactly. You want a bank that has the capacity to meet your needs. So you judge if you're a big business, you need a big bank. If you're a small business, you don't need a big bank. And frankly, they don't need you as much as and they're not oriented to you. The smaller banks really are your more likely provider.
One of the things that I don't tell people not to do business with big banks. I just tell them not to have all their eggs in one big bank basket. I mean, you need to have, it's okay to have a relationship with a big bank if you're a small business, but make sure that you're very, very close to an independent community bank. So Sam, on balance, we got a lot more green arrows than we got red arrows.
Yes, and naturally we're happy about that. We as a firm have gone through the same agonies as every other small business and medium-sized business. It's been very, very tough. We look forward to having better times, and we hope that everybody will have a better time. But we have to call it like it is. Yep. Right now, we think the corner's been turned, but the uptick will be slow. But we think it will not be a double dip. We think it will be sustained, and will gain traction.
But nothing real big or exciting over the next year or so, though, right?
We don't see it as being big and exciting, but we see it better than the past year.
We may not like the numbers, but we like the trend. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back next month with another report. Sam, thanks for being here. Good job again today.
Great pleasure to be with you.
He'll be back, folks. Sam Norwood with Tatum LLC. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.